Hello, Central Baptist family. Welcome to another lockdown devotion. Our passage today is found in 1 Timothy verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 6 up until verse 10. I'll read it for us real quickly. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." I've just got 3 points for us to focus on, and as a way of application for us from this passage, really. And the first point being, the craving of money is a root of many evils, really. And Paul makes that clear in verse 9. He says it directly, that the craving of money, the craving, the love of money, is a root of many evils. And the consequences of falling into the temptation of loving money, of living for money, are very severe. Now, the consequences are very severe. And Paul lists them. He says, many have fallen into senseless and harmful desires. This temptation, this love for money, plunges people into ruin and destruction. And worst of all, this lust, this craving for money, literally hurts the life of the believer. Many societies have been built on this temptation and lust for money, and the consequences are rife. Many societies are so rife with inequality. Many places in the world are filled with people exploiting other people because of their love and their desire for money. So the consequences are real. But the ultimate consequence, really, for falling into this temptation of loving money, we see it here in verse 10. Many have wandered away from the faith. This is the ultimate result of living a life that craves, that lusts after money. Now, money is essentially in itself, is not a bad thing, but it's the love. It's our heart's disposition towards money. That essentially is what Paul is warning us of here, which leads me to my second point. Godliness with contentment is great gain. We see that in verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Paul takes godliness and contentment, and he says this is far more valuable than the money that people tend to love and people tend to lust after. That our security, our hope in this world is not found in loving and living for money. And this is so helpful for us to even consider right now, you know, which leads me to my third point. You know, the reality of our situation with regards to the COVID-19 virus and its impact, lockdowns across the globes and people opening up lockdowns, the reality is people are starting to feel the impact of this virus. Many people have lost their jobs. Countries are extremely concerned with their economies and are making decisions not only on the basis of saving lives, but countries are making decisions on the basis of how to restart economies, trying to preserve jobs for people, trying to preserve livelihoods for other people. And this reality has to be one that we at the church begin to wrestle with as well. Things are going to get worse before they get better. However, our hope is not in the material things. Our hope as a church is not in money. Our hope should not be found in finances, but our hope should be found in God. And we can be reminded about what Jesus Christ encourages us on his Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Paul's warning for us points us directly to the promise that God has made to us in the gospel. God is the one who's going to be taking care of us. our desires to live a life of godliness is one that hopes and believes in our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul explains that secret much better in Philippians 4. He says that he's learned the secret of living a godly life, and that is he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. And so in this season, as we brace, as we hold, knowing that things are going to get worse before they get better, may we, the church, be the salt and light that hopes in God, that is modeling it before the rest of the world, that our security is not in finances. Our hope is in the Lord God Almighty, who is in control of all things.